something I did that was coercive? I don't know. I convinced my little sister to let our dog drink pool water out of her mouth once because I knew it would make our mom gag. Does that count? Yeah, but you don't know me. You think you do, but clearly you don't if you think I'm manipulative or conniving at all. Yeah. Yeah, I did, but that was for her benefit. I told you that in confidence, not so that you could hold it against me later. All I said originally was that there's no such thing as too big, and she just has to learn to handle it. Meaning that if she wanted to please her man, she had to learn to accommodate his size. I had no ulterior motives there. I wanted her to know that she would be making her boyfriend very happy if she just let him, you know, go all the way. Well, that's it. There's nothing else to tell. Oh my God, fine. So I went with her. I didn't do anything wrong. I coached her, really. That's all it was. The three of us had a few drinks, and I coached her through it. Because she was nervous that he was too big. Well, and he's my friend, and I wanted to make sure that he was happy, too. No, we're not. We're just friends. Well, yeah, but only because it naturally progressed that way. I can't help that he decided that's what he wanted afterwards. So what? You already know what happened. I don't see how getting into it is going to prove anything. Oh my God, fine. So we had a few drinks, and yeah, I was aware of how drunk she was getting. I wasn't exactly sober myself. Him? I don't know. He wasn't sober either, though. He had his hand on his crotch all night. I don't think he would do that sober. Anyway, yeah, so we got drunk. No, I didn't get her drunk. We got drunk. Yes, and the mood shifted a bit when we started playing Never Have I Ever. And when I told him about the time that my lesbian friends drunkenly seduced me, I could see him getting hard. I don't know. No, I didn't feel anything. No, it didn't turn me on. No, it didn't. Ugh, I've seen him hard before, okay? Does it matter? Anyway. Yes, so he was hard and I was feeling open, I guess, and spontaneous. So I grabbed Allie and kissed her. But seeing him squirm like that, though? Well, yeah, that was exciting. Quite a while, actually. I thought it would be quick, but she got right into it, and her hands were at my hips, and she was pulling me into her. I think if we had been sitting a bit further away from the coffee table, she'd have pulled me right into her lap. I guess. She seemed to enjoy it anyway. No, she was drunk, not blacked out. She did it because she wanted to, not because I made her. Next? I don't know. I saw Josh grabbing his cock over his pants, and I wanted to make it harder for him to resist doing anything, so I started biting at her bottom lip, you know, getting a little rough with her. He was squirming. That was hot. Yeah, so a girl should be able to put on a little tease and not be subject to judgment. You're an adult and a professional, so you of all people should understand that. Right. Sure seems like you are. Anyway, yeah. I started to kind of paw at her tits. Actually, she went for mine first. She dipped low on a kiss and she bit my neck kind of hard, but I liked it though. And then she reached for the low cut neck of my top and pulled it even lower. She practically had my tits out right there. No, I guess not. I didn't mind though. So I played ball. I shoved my hand up her shirt and started groping her tits. I went up her bra and started pinching her nipples. She was practically melting in my hands. I could feel her bucking her hips slowly. I knew what she wanted. Yeah, but she didn't have to say it. We've been best friends since preschool. I know her. I did. I whispered it in her ear, though. I brought my lips close to her earlobe and gently licked it before I asked if she wanted to play with Josh's cock. She did. She agreed. No coercion. No, it isn't. We were fooling around. That is not coercive. Whatever. So she said yes. And so I turned to Josh and I thought his eyes were going to fall out of his head when I told him to stand up. Well, he did. He stood up in front of us. And I told Allie to undo Josh's pants, and she did. I wasn't making her do anything. I was guiding her. How many times do I need to clarify that? My head? I don't know. I was buzzing, horny, excited. I was happy to help two great friends find happiness. Yeah, I won't lie. I was pretty shocked when she unzipped his jeans and his dick popped out almost instantly. It was rock hard. I mean, I had seen him hard before, but always constricted by pants. And this time it was just there. Speechless, I guess. I didn't know what to say. Actually, nothing. Allie spoke up. She pretty much just said, "See what I mean?" And I was all, yeah, I do. I mean, we both just kind of stared at it for a while before she said anything. She just kept saying how big it is and how it's going to hurt her and it's never going to fit inside of her. And she asked me how I do it. Well, that's what I said. Do what? She was like, take dicks like this. I mean, yeah, I've told her about past experiences, but I'm no size queen. It's not like I've been throwing names around and saying so-and-so's dick is 11 inches. She must have just assumed. I don't know. I think I just said if I want something badly enough that I make it work. I said, sweetie, you need to want it. And I know you do. And so I ran my hand up her back, my fingertips grazing the soft skin at the back of her neck, the base of her hairline, and I grabbed a fistful of her hair, and I gently turned her face to mine. I asked her if she wanted it, and she nodded her head yes. So I kissed her, and I spit on Josh's cock, and I told her to open up, and she did. And I gently pushed her head forward and watched as his massive cock head slid between her full lips. I am not getting excited. You asked, okay? She did. She started working it herself. I let my free hand wander between her thighs. She was wearing this flowy floral skirt, and it made it so easy for me to slide my hand up her legs. She was so warm and her panties were already damp with her excitement. I mean, it was obvious that she wanted it. She didn't need to say it. Josh stood there and he just looked down on us with this stupid grin on his face, and his eyes were just darting back and forth between his little girlfriend struggling to get her mouth around his cock to suck it and my fingertips trailing over her mound. I kept her rhythm steady, and I didn't let go of her hair until she started to gag. Yeah, well, I let go. I asked her if she was okay. She just kept saying she didn't know she could continue and that it was too big. Did I let her stop? I mean, if she really wanted to stop, then she would have. I didn't make her continue. She just did. She asked if it was going to hurt a lot, And I told her that it might hurt a bit, but that it'll feel way better after she gets used to it. And I wrapped my fingers around his cock. And I mean, it's thick too, it's not just long. I couldn't close my fingers around it. So I jerked his cock onto her outstretched tongue. She was a very good girl. I didn't even have to ask her to do it. I told her to take over, and she did. She wrapped both hands around his shaft and jerked him off while kissing and sucking the tip. I sort of adjusted myself to straddle her thigh, and I shoved her skirt up and I slid my hand into her panties. I let my fingers glide over her puffy wet lips before spreading them. She was so wet and hot down there. It was obvious that she wanted it. Even if she hadn't admitted it yet, it was obvious. So I played with her clit for a bit, just circling it and rubbing it, feeling it get a bit bigger at my touch. And she was back to bucking her hips, just grinding her pussy into my hand. She was getting breathless, moaning as she looked up to Josh with his cock in her mouth. What? Oh, no, I guess I didn't. I was just going based on her responses. She didn't use many words. So yeah, eventually I slid a finger into her cunt and I felt her walls wrap around me. And she started panting, moaning more. I asked her how it felt, and she said it was good in a shaky voice as she started to sort of bounce on my hand. I asked if she was trying to come on my hand, and she nodded her head yes. So I buried my face in her neck, and I bit and kissed and licked her while I hooked my finger in a come-hither position and jerked it against her G-spot. She swore really loudly and started practically vibrating on my hand. Oh, she let go of Josh's cock, who I could tell was straining not to jizz yet, and she grabbed my wrist. She dug her nails into me when she had had enough. And when I slid my finger out of her and my hand out of her panties, she nearly fell over. Yeah, I liked it. And yeah, she did too. Josh? I mean, his cock was practically twitching. The head was so swollen and red and just oozing pre-cum. I'm surprised he didn't blow his load all over us when I made Allie come. So yeah, he liked it too. Yeah, I asked her how she felt, and she sat back against the coffee table trying to catch her breath. I asked if she wanted more, and her eyes got kind of wide, but she shook her head yes. So I asked Josh if he had any condoms, but he didn't. And to be honest, Allie just seemed, she was just too out of it to mind. So I just told Josh to sit on the couch, and Allie stood up next to me, and we stood on either side of Josh as he stepped out of his jeans and pulled his shirt off. And he sat on the couch naked and spread his legs. And his dick was just still so hard. And it's so big that it barely stands on its own. He grabbed the base of... Yeah, exactly. He grabbed the base of it and squeezed it. And he gave it a quick jerk and let go. And when he did, it smacked against the stomach and just rested there. I just couldn't keep my eyes off of it. It was so big. I mean, even I thought so. Yeah, that's when it got sort of tense. He asked if he could get to fuck me too, and I think that if Allie wasn't in a post-orgasm haze, she might have slapped him. But I ignored him and pushed his hand away when he went to grab my ass. He'd grabbed Allie at the same time and pulled her in, so I told her to take her panties off. But I could see her shaking a bit. I asked if it was from her orgasm, but she said she was nervous. So I watched as she pointed at Josh's massive cock, and she asked me how tight I thought she was. And I admitted it was going to be tough, but that we would make her feel amazing if she was up for it. So she nodded, and she slid her panties down, stepping out of them and kicking them aside. I told her she was a good girl, and I held her hand while she crawled on Josh's lap on the couch. She straddled him and started to shake again, so I knelt down beside them, and I grabbed his thick cock, and I raised the tip to meet her wet lips. I slid the tip between her lips, back and forth, getting it nice and wet with her juices and his pre-cum, and I pointed it back, and I leaned in and spit on it, and I lifted her ass just a bit and leaned further in to lick and quickly suck the tip of his cock. He liked it. She didn't see it, but I was just getting it wet for her, and I asked if she was ready, and she said no, but laughed. She laughed. She was kidding. Anyway, she laughed and said no, but slowly started to lower herself. And I held Josh's cock in place and watched as the head penetrated Allie's tight hole. I could feel the resistance as his cock bent down a bit, and she gasped and raised up. She said it hurt, but I promised her if she kept going, it would feel better. So she did. I spit on my hand and I coated his cock in it before she tried again. I watched her lower herself on his rigid dick again and watched as she took a few more inches. He immediately grabbed her hips and started to pull her down. So I let go of him and I stood partially kneeling on the couch beside them. And I pulled Allie's shirt down and started kissing her neck and chest. I told her to keep going. I told her she was a good girl. I could hear Josh's breathing picking up, and he was instinctively sort of working his hips, raising his ass to put more of himself in her tiny cunt. She wasn't resisting, and I think that she was starting to like it. So I took one of her nipples into my mouth and gave it a quick kiss and sucked, and I pinched the other. Oh, I looked up at her and told her how good she was being. I asked her how it felt, and she nodded really excitedly, and she was loving it. Oh, yeah, so he went slow at first, helped her get used to it. His eyes were on me a lot. I'd stripped out of my clothes and started to straddle his other leg. I was just grinding my cunt into his thigh and playing with Allie's tits while she rode him. She gained some confidence and started to work her hips, raising her ass and letting it fall, taking more and more of him each time. I leaned over and started to make out with her, and she moaned into our kisses, and so did I. Oh, I could tell she was getting close, and I was too, so I circled my clit with one hand, steadying myself on Joss's chest with the other. And he grabbed onto Allie's hips and started to really fuck her. I could tell he was getting really close too. Well, I made a stupid comment, but I was pretty surprised with his response. I don't know, I was just being drunk. I said, "Careful, Josh. If you come now, you're gonna put a baby in her." Not the way I thought. He pushed himself all the way into her and groaned. He started really fucking her. Ugh, she was moaning and just bouncing on his cock. I was moaning. Watching my friend impale my best friend with his massive dick was just mesmerizing. I told them I wanted him to come. I said, "Josh, I want to watch you fill her up with cum." Ugh, Allie was busy enjoying herself, moaning, begging for him to keep going, not to stop. I told her to come on his cock. I said, "Josh, come for us. Fill her. Fill her slutty little hole with cum," over and over, just begging, "Come on, please. Oh, please come. Baby, please. Oh, please. Oh, give it to her now. Come now. Yes. Oh, yeah. Good. Yes. Please. Oh. Yes, good boy. Oh my God, yes. Oh, yes, good. Oh my God, yes. Oh yeah, fill her up. Oh my God. So he did. He grabbed her and he pulled her down and he pushed up further than he had before, and she screamed when he finally let loose. His cum flooded her little hole and it leaked out of her. Oh, fuck, she was breathless, panting and moaning. She collapsed on his chest with her juices just leaking down his dick, all mixed with his cum. It was hot. Oh, unbelievably hot. And when she lifted up, I watched so much cum just drip out of her. It leaked all down his cock, all down the insides of her thighs. She reached down and scooped some up with her middle finger. I guess she hadn't realized he wasn't wearing a condom. She did. She started to look panic. Yeah. I mean, really, she started to look like she was panicking, but I grabbed her hand and I took her finger in my mouth and I sucked the cum off. I tasted my best friend and her boyfriend and I changed the topic. I asked how she was feeling. She said she was sore, but with a huge smile on her face, and she said she was good. No, it probably wouldn't have. She wanted to break up because she thought they couldn't have sex, but that just means that if I was even being coercive in the first place, that it worked out in the end. Huh? No, that's not important. I don't want to talk about it anyway. Yes, he did fuck me, but later. And she doesn't know about that, so I really don't want to get into it. Sure. Same time next week. Thank you, sir.